It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the matchup over the weekend between the Titans and the Ravens. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Kadri Ismail, former Ravens wide receiver and co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. Kadri, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing well. It's football playoff time, and I am excited.
We are excited as well here in Nashville. And Kadri, obviously, you were a part of some big-time matchups for the Ravens against the Titans back in the days of Steve McNair and Eddie George and those big matchups in the AFC Central. What do you remember about those matchups and that rivalry specifically from your vantage point?
My goodness, bro, it was epic. I think when you look back on the AFC Central in particular, whether it be Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Ravens and Jacksonville versus the Steelers, like I said, the Ravens and the Titans, it was just epic. It was strong, hard-nosed football. And then when you look at, from my vantage point, and I've said this many a time on many a station in Tennessee, that arguably the greatest fan base as far as crowd noise, I would put them up against any Seahawks 12th man crowd. You know, you can go ahead and throw in Beast Mode with his Beast Quake touchdown against the Saints in the playoffs and all that, all you want. But when it came to the Tennessee Titans, and I don't even know what you guys call your stadium now, but Adelphia Coliseum, we rolled up in that mug, and you couldn't hear. You could not hear a single thing. If you were not locked in, you were not going to get to play, period. And so it made for such theater. The awareness of the fan base there was epic, and it just made for some great football and some great matchups. Every time we would go down there, or they would come up here, and we would face them. So I loved it, and the fact that you talk about having to play your best to advance, and you got to beat the best. I mean, Tennessee, they had what? I was famously on NFL Films after we beat, I believe it was the Denver Broncos at home, and I was like, who's the only team to beat the Tennessee Titans in the Adelphia Coliseum? And I, jokingly pointed to my helmet. I was like, if you picked the Baltimore Ravens, you were correct. And you just knew that it was an extremely difficult place to play. And so, yeah, we went down there in the regular season, whooped up on them, and came back in the postseason and got another sweet victory. So a lot of fun, but for sure, much respect on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Kadri, obviously you, the great team you were on, you guys win the Super Bowl, just a dominant postseason performance. And I think the Titans probably win the Super Bowl if they win that game that year. It's all hypotheticals, but that turned out to be an upset, but it really was the game, I think, that you look at. I think back to last year, obviously the Titans turn around and get the big shocker over a 14-2 one seed Ravens team. So in Baltimore, how is this playoff rivalry viewed? I mean, does it feel like that was the proper revenge, I guess, for going all the way back to that and also the 2009 upset that the Ravens had?
Yeah, so I thought, the 2009 as well as our 2000, it just set a precedent of, hey, these two teams, there's There's no love lost there, and you do. You have to play your best, you know, because both teams are going to be very competitive. I think one thing from last year, though, it would have been more of a validation if, in fact, Tennessee advanced all the way to the Super Bowl and went on and took it. Obviously, Kansas City, they have their great, you know, team and the way they play and all that with Patrick Mahomes, and good for him, you know, and good for Andy Reid and all that. But in particular with this rival game, you know, it just – it's awesome. I really love it. I love the fact that when you look at the way, you know, they're constructed, very similar. You know, Mike Vrabel, I just – kind of crazy how time is flying by. It's like, you know, he was one of my peers, you know, and now all of a sudden he's, you know, the head coach, and his mindset shifts from being a player to a coach. I love the way he, excuse me, gets the most out of his staff as well as the most out of his players. I think that they have a toughness edge that, you know, takes on the personality like their coach. And then at the same time, I think, you know, what Ryan Tannehill has done, you know, my career wasn't exactly a bed of roses, so I'm always for guys who can, you know, kind of look adversity in the eyes and overcome it. And so I think he's done, you know, a really amazing job. I think that they, you know, believe in him as a quarterback, and you got to have a stud. And you guys got a bona fide stud in Derrick Henry. So, yeah, the pieces fit down there for a good matchup. And then I think, you know, obviously what Baltimore is doing this year, trying to overcome their level of adversity, with, whether it be, you know, COVID and some of the other things that have come about, you know, even for Lamar Jackson and the way he has had to battle through some things as well, to look back on this season to go down to Tennessee, I think this team is far better prepared than what we saw last year as far as the matchup.
Qadri Ismail, former Ravens wide receiver, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. And Qadri, you brought up Lamar Jackson there, and I do want to ask you about this. There seems to be this narrative out there nationally that, you know, this Ravens offense, he is the quarterback, maybe not equipped to win in the playoffs, and he's only been in two playoff games at this point. So, number one, do you think that perception has any merit to it at all, or are people overreacting? And number two, what have you seen in terms of growth this year from Lamar Jackson?
So I missed the first part of the question. I know you were saying as far as Lamar and what I've seen as far as his growth. Tell me the first part again, please.
Just that narrative that's out there of maybe this offense and Lamar can't get it done in the playoffs, even though he's only had two cracks at it so far in the playoffs. Gotcha. Are people overreacting to that?
I know what, I think so. I think the first year it was, you know, Greg Roman getting this talented player to be his guy, and lo and behold, he salvages, you know, the season. You know, Joe Flacco era ended. Here comes the Lamar Jackson era. I think last year it, you know, was a scenario where this team was on a roll, but towards the end of the year, they started getting banged up. People don't recognize that they weren't at full strength. And in getting banged up, plus the fact that they were the number one seed, puts in the added pressure of, for coach, who do you rest? Who do you not rest? Who do you, you know, what all that comes into play, those distractions. You know, you want a seasoned, tough, mentally ready-to-play football team, and I don't think that they had that level of, like, moxie, if you will. Whereas Tennessee, you know, you're going up to New England, and it's like, hey, y'all suck. We looking at Tom Brady and all that. Oh, okay, we do, huh? Okay, we up in y'all place. Oh, okay. Backs against the wall type thing, and then off they go. So I think this year with Lamar, his growth level has been, one, the consistency of growing upon, you know, the foundation he's already laid. I think he's done a fabulous job with, you know, his decision-making, when he should run, when he shouldn't. Obviously, passing the ball has definitely increased. You know, I thought early in the year there was some chemistry issues there with his guys, but I thought that, you know, the last couple of weeks that they've been worked out, if you will. And again, I think he's just trending towards, you know, a strong legacy as a legit quarterback.
On the other side of the ball, Qadri, how much better equipped is this defense to deal with Derrick Henry, you know, with Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell back? How different do you think this defense will look compared with the, you know, the first meeting back in November?
Calais and Brandon are just they're the cog that makes everything go. They are the pieces that, if you look at this Ravens defense, the reason why you bring in Calais Campbell was because of Derrick Henry. That was the sole reason you sign him. You get other guys to come to play. It's because you got him and Yannick Ngakoue, Derek Wolfe. You continue to, you know, appreciate and love what Brandon Williams does, because if you can, you know, the games we saw turn the tide of what the Titans like to do, it's when the defensive front didn't give Derrick Henry strong running lanes to get into that second level. Once he gets into that second level, well, I don't know many safeties want to try to be that bold and come up and handle their business. I think they make a business decision, and by the time you get up in the third level, you know, every cornerback is trying to be like Josh Norman and not get too embarrassed and get stiff-armed to the ground. So, hey, I just think that if so goes, you know, Calais and Brandon, so goes their efficiency or their ability to handle what is going to be a tough challenge in Derrick Henry.
Kadri, I want to ask you last thing for you here about J.K. Dobbins and just the ascension that we've seen from him in this offense. And it felt like the Titans game was really when he got rolling, really became, I guess, the lead back for this offense. How much growth have you seen out of J.K. Dobbins throughout this season?
Yeah, you know, once they gave him the reins as the featured guy, you just saw what a special back he is. And, you know, the fact that he, over the last few weeks, has shown that he can improve and get better and better and better, it's just remarkable. And he has this smooth steadiness to his game that all of a sudden you look at it and next thing you know, he's quietly rushed for over 100 yards. You know, his way in which he has good vision, the way he's set up his blocks, the way he doesn't go down on the first contact, really good balance. And it was kind of funny because he was saying, you know, people didn't think he was that fast, and I think he put it on display with a 72-yard touchdown jaunt down the sideline. So, you know, really, really good job of growing for the young man, and it says a lot as far as, you know, the team's belief in him, because they do so much with him. And you can't obviously put out Gus Edwards, so they're a deadly 1-2 combination.
Former Ravens wide receiver and co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore, Kadri Ismail has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Kadri, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Great stuff.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Kadri had to say there and also give our keys to the game for both the Titans and the Ravens for this matchup on Sunday. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.